Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good. I am ready.
Oh, good. I was going to say, you sounded like you were a little busy in the back.
Always busy. I've literally had 10 different people I call back in 10 minutes. just a few quick questions.
Yeah.
So briefly, I just want to double check and triple check what
Correct.
We talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So the service that we would be paying for, can you go over kind of what that is again just one more time for me?
Yes. Okay. So first thing is going to be the first page placement on Google. Then what's going to be included is going to be also Yahoo, Bing, voice recognition with Amazon Alexa and Siri. And then you have a website already, right? Or did you guys need one?
No, we have a website, and it's currently being revamped literally as we just started that process probably about a month ago.
Okay, cool. So it'll be Yahoo, Bing, voice recognition, Amazon Alexa, and Siri, and you wanted to go with the Google Ads route.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because I have it down as Google Ads. So it would also include Google Ads for you in there. Which puts
Got
you right
it.
There in that sponsored section.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, where else could we put it? I mean, is there other places you guys can put it?
Other
places on the internet that we could advertise as well? I mean, you guys offer more than just that?
Well, you do go on the 60-plus directories as well, which, you know, you get to – we basically go over the directories with you, so you have an option for that also. So we do put you out there all, as well. Now, we do offer Facebook ads also that work really, really well. If you'd like to add Facebook ads as well to your service, I can do that. It's – You kind of wanted to go the Google Ads route, so that's why I have you down at the Google Ads, which is a perfect place to be at.
Yeah.
Really, you know, you guys have done them before as well, so you know exactly where it's at. But, yeah, it's that first page placement on Google when people are searching for you, on Yahoo, Bing, also Amazon Alexa, Siri, when people are searching for your services on there. It works off of keywords. So someone has to just type in one of the keywords in your area. It doesn't even have to be like, what was I going to say? It doesn't have to be your business name. Just one keyword search and your business pops up on that first page.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
So it works off of that. And,
How much additional would the Facebook ad say?
Just $100 extra if you want to do Facebook. Honestly, I think Facebook ads work really well. I would add them on as well, but of course that's completely up to you.
Yeah, the general manager's shaking his head at me. He wants to go to Facebook right as well.
Okay. Yeah, I would always start at 100 and you can always add more if you want to add more, but 100's a good starting point.
Okay.
And the way that Facebook ads work also is direct target marketing. So we only run ads in front of people who are already looking for your services. Yeah, exactly. So we don't waste, you know, on ads on people who don't, they don't even matter, basically.
yep, absolutely.
Okay. So, all right, perfect.
All righty. I think we're ready to go ahead and get this done. What's the next step?
Okay, so I'm going to get your contact information. I'm going to get a little bit of information about your business as well. Did I go over the timeline with you on how long everything's going to take?
No.
Okay, so timeline-wise, so for when you sign up today, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days, depending on your schedule, where you're going to have an onboarding call. They're going to give you a call, go into detail more about your business, go into detail about those keywords that are searched the most in your area so you guys can decide which keywords you want to pick. Then it takes about 5 to 7 days. That's going to be to get your dashboard set up. That's going to be, to get your dashboard set up, there's going to be an app that you're going to have that's going to pretty much track everything. So you're going to be able to track how many people have been searching for you, how many people clicked, how many people called. All of that's going to be tracked. It's going to take approximately 7 to 14 days to get your ads up and running with Facebook and also with Google. Now, for your first page placement, will take approximately 30 to 45 days. That's all a process we need to follow with Google and do that SEO. But after that, we just maintain your first page placement. So that's pretty much the timeline. Now,
what's your average ROI on this?
So I don't have those numbers. The account manager would pretty much have, the account manager is the one who looks, they have all those details number wise, basically. Yeah, so they'll be able to go over that with you as well. Also, Facebook ads, if you want to do ads that are like videos, or if you want to do pictures, we can also do that as well. Your account manager is the one who's going to help you set all of that up for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me, now you're going to be the point of contact on the account, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then Nick, I have the spelling. Is it Nick or Nicholas?
You can call me, it's Nicholas, but.
Okay. I'll put it down as Nick. And what is your last name, Nick?
S-A-R-R-A-Z-I-S. If I told you how it sounds, you wouldn't spell it right.
Okay. Let me make sure I got the spelling right, and then I want you to tell me how you correctly say it. S as in Sam, A-R-R-A, Z as in zebra, I-S?
I-N.
I-N. Okay.
Yeah. Now you
and how do you...
It.
Okay,
you
okay. Sarizan. Sarizin.
Almost. It's more French than anything. Sarizan.
Oh. It's actually not bad at all. I was expecting something crazy.
Yeah, no. It's not hard.
Okay, perfect. And then I sent you an email, didn't I? Let me just get your email over again, please.
Okay, nick@anthemcv.com.
Okay. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, is this going to be the phone number that you want clients to call as well?
Heck no.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. So let me get that updated. I have... Is it the one that ends 0776?
No, I think we're going to want to set up a separate phone number.
So let me tell you also a feature that we offer, and it's included. we have a call tracking feature where we provide you a phone number, and your clients call that phone number we give you, but it still goes directly to the number you want it to go. But with this feature, it tracks all of your calls. And then also, it reduces spam calls as well.
That's fine.
So if they call,
this is Angie, the general manager, by the way.
So if they call the tracking number, it'll show up as local/ or whatever it is on, like a caller ID. So then that way the girls know upfront to just obviously prioritize answering that call, right?
It'll show up as just the regular phone number ringing to you. But when you go on the app, you'll be able to see if it's where that phone number came from, if that makes sense.
Okay. Can we get back to you on that? I'm going to find out.
That's fine.
With our CRM and see if it's better for me just to give you a different number, tracking number through the service button. So then that way we know that it's somebody from your lead source that's calling.
Well, it's going to be from the same number every time, correct?
So look, let me do this. Because the account manager knows the exact details of how exactly it works. Because it works. So I'm going to put it in the notes for the account manager to go over it in detail. And then you guys can decide if it's something that would work or not.
Awesome.
Okay. So again, we can change this, but at least let me get something.
On paper,
or actually. Look, you know what? Since I have your cell phone and I know your cell phone's going to be, your point of contact with our company, I'm just going to put everything down on the notes and then you guys can decide what number you want to connect it to or if you even want to go with the call tracking feature. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see. I'll put that all down here. Okay. All right. So for business address, the 53800 Polk Street is fine.
That's the one.
Okay. Now for people authorized on the account, I have you, Nick, and then I'm assuming we're putting Andrew down as well, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me get there. And then what is Andrew's last name?
A. Hold on. Let me double check.
Okay.
You gotta
take your
phone call.
It's okay.
We are all very, very busy. Where's this stupid thing? There we go. A-R-O-N.
A-R-O-N.
It's Aronson, S-O-N.
S-O-N, okay, perfect. And now, do you want to add anybody else authorized on the account?
As of right now, no. Let's hands in the cookie jar to smooth this and get a run.
Yeah, I agree. And if you ever need to change that, you can always change it. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. Now let's see. Okay. So, again, the account manager is going to go into detail of what keywords are searched the most in your area. So right now I'm just going to get some services that you offer so they can do the research off of those services and what people are searching. So what should I put down for services?
We offer heating and cooling.
Okay.
We offer plumbing.
Okay.
We also offer new construction,
HVAC?
Yep.
Sorry.
HVAC.
Okay. What else?
And that is it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, that's fine. And then, so the call that you're going to receive for the onboarding team, it's within an hour window, and it's about 45 minutes to an hour long.
Okay.
We have a couple spots maybe available today, depending on your time schedule, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are a bit clear. What day and time would work best?
Let's do Monday.
Okay. Is there a particular time?
Morning.
Okay. I have between 8 to 9. Does that work?
Monday, yes. I'm in at 7 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, perfect. So Monday, 8 to 9. I'm gonna send you the Google invite when we're off the phone as well. And then let's see here. Okay. Now you have a Google business profile, so that's good. I would assume you are licensed and insured as well, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, most people have to in the HVAC industry. Now, Facebook, do you guys have a Facebook account, or is it a personal? Oh, yep, I think I found it. Hold on, let me see. Yep, I got it. Okay, that's good. All right, so got that down there. And you guys have your website that you're revamping now, so that's good. Okay, we'll put yes on that one. All right, now for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Cities. I'd rather do cities.
Okay.
Well, we can do Riverside County.
Okay.
And I believe I'm in Riverside County, and that stretches all the way down to L.A.
Riverside County goes to Upland. I think Montclair, maybe Claremont. I'm not sure.
Are you looking at a map right now?
No, I'm in your area.
Well, how did you know that?
Yeah, no, no. I used to live in Upland, but I have family in Menifee, Temecula, Riverside.
Oh,
so
okay.
I know the cities. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. So we would go probably no further than, I think the furthest we want to go is Marietta, down that way. And I think
okay.
the highest we want to go north is San Bernardino.
Okay.
Right? And then from Coachella all the way to those areas.
Okay. So I know for Riverside County, Temecula is involved in there. So,
oh, yeah. There you go. We do Temecula. What's
okay,
closer,
so,
Temecula or Marietta?
Marietta's closer.
Oh, then yeah, we go down to Temecula. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, Temecula is a wine country.
Go to San Diego. Yeah, I go to Orange County.
Okay. So what we can do then is Riverside County, and do you want to do San Bernardino County?
Yes.
Okay. And where you are currently at, I don't know much about that area, but is that considered Riverside County?
Yes.
Okay. So then we could just put Riverside and San Bernardino County. That should be enough.
Yep.
Okay. Now for hours of operation on the Google Business Profile, I see, okay, I don't know if this is right, Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3 a.m., and, okay, sorry, Monday through Friday is 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., is that right?
Yes.
And for the weekend, 8 a.m. to 3 a.m. is fine also?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll get that taken care of. Now, for company name, I want to make sure I have it correct because, you know, I don't know if you remember, but their internet was a little confused. So we have Anthem Mechanical, or is it Anthem Air Conditioning?
See, that's the thing. The RLLC is under Anthem Mechanical. Everything we say is Anthem Mechanical, but then you go on the internet, and this is one of the reasons why we're having this conversation and why we're going to go
yeah.
with you guys. The guy that we're dealing with right now is he's a local guy, he's a friend of the owner's, and he's completely incompetent. So, I think Anthem Mechanical is the route that we're wanting to go, but I think they might have changed a little bit to Anthem AC to see if it would get them more calls. I don't know.
Okay. All right, so let's then get this situated. So the name you want, Anthem Mechanical LLC.
Well, you don't have to put LLC, but yes.
Anthem okay,
Mechanical.
We can just put Anthem Mechanical. Okay, yeah. I'm going to put this down on the notes as well so we can update the Google Business Profile or fix it however we need to fix it with Google. So we have that here on the notes so we can fix that for you also. Now, the next thing. Okay. Now the name on the card, is it going to be your name on the card you're going to use?
No, it's going to be Andrew Aronson.
Okay. So let's update that. Okay. All right. So give me a second while I fix all of this. All right, Andrew, okay. All right. So now the billing on the card, is it going to be the Polk Street address?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is there any middle initial for Andrew's name?
No.
Okay. And what type of card will you be using?
I believe it's a different one.
Okay.
Better be off the phone by now.
Yeah, no worries, because on my end too, since I'm adding Facebook ads, I need to, my manager's gonna go in and do everything. So, you have time, basically is what I'm saying.
Capital One Spark Business Card. Yep, no middle initial. It's a little worn down because he uses it too much.
Tell him to send him a new one.
Yes.
Okay. And, yeah, so the only thing I'm going to need is the card information. And then we're also, well, let me just ask you now. So security question-wise, we're always going to ask you this question every time we call you. Now, we do this so you know it's us calling you and not some random company trying to take money out, because as increased visibility, this stuff happens. So there's three choices. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
Okay. And what is the name?
Nikki.
Nice. Nikki with a Y?
That's it.
All right, perfect. And did you do that because of your name?
Yeah, I named her after me.
That's funny. Okay. All right, and then whenever you have the card info, I'm ready for that as well.
All righty. 4154. 1772-6161-3105.
Okay, and then the expiration, 846? Wait, sorry, repeat that. 826, okay. And then the security code?
664.
664, okay. And it's a Visa, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I updated that. All right, now I'm going to go over the voice verification. So let me do that now. Okay, so pretty much in the voice verification is where I'm going to go over everything. It is recorded. If you have any questions or if you want me to clarify anything, just please let me know. And yeah, pretty much I'm going to start it. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection to you. So for the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Anthem Mechanical.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Carrigan.
Okay.
Plumbing operations manager.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Now, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we provided you that security question. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
All right, and also please save our phone number. I know you've been calling it, so that's great, but just save our phone number so you know what the number we'll be calling you from. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on 9/8/23 and the non-refundable amount of $648. When your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of $549. This is a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent any changes for your next month of service, please contact us 3 days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So since I need to add the Facebook ads on there, it's, you know, doesn't normally come on there.
Yep.
I need to have my manager put it all together so it comes out as one charge. And I think he's in a meeting because he hasn't been getting back to me. So he will get back to me within the hour, I'm sure. I'm not charging the card yet, but as soon as I process everything, within the hour, I'm going to give you a call back so we can go over everything that's being emailed and sent out to you and the terms and conditions.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. I'll speak with you very shortly. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.